Welcome to the BBC.
Well, hello and good morning, listeners of Between Both Cheeks podcast. It's Becca and Aaron today. We are a little bit unhinged, so you're going to have to bear with us.
You're in for a treat.
Yeah, it is. We are recording this on March 13th, 2024, right now, and we are smack dab in the middle of busy season.
The thick of it. We're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
We're in the thick of it. And by that, let's see, we had a trade show March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We had a trade show March 10th and 11th. Mm-hmm. We have a summit the 15th and 16th. We have another trade show the 24th and 25th March. All of these are March. And then we get a 2-week break and we have a trade show in Canada in April 14th and 15th. Meanwhile, there's Easter and spring and, but you know what? We're doing it. Last year, how many did we record in, how many BBC podcasts did we record in March?
I don't know. Usually when we have these times of years, when we have back-to-back shows, the podcast takes a little bit of a back burner, but this year, no, we're doing it. We're here. So hopefully have met us at one of these past shows we've done, or we will meet you at one of the ones coming up. Our next ones, as Aaron said, this weekend is the Young Survivors Coalition in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and actually cool. This is different from what we normally do.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm interested to see how it goes. That will be for cancer survivors, breast cancer, thrivers, survivors, previvors. Anyone related in that community. That's a word, previvor. It's a thing.
I like it. Yeah, I've never heard it.
Yeah, so a previvor is like sometimes if you have a genetic susceptibility to breast cancer specifically, I'm sure it's similar for other cancers as well where it's related to genetics, you can do screening. And it's called the BRCA gene. If you have the BRCA gene, not the BECA gene, the BRCA gene, you can opt, you know, up to you, your body, your choice, you can opt for different treatments to kind of enhance your risks of not developing breast cancer. So those people are called previvors. So there's some women and men that opt to, you know, get a double mastectomy earlier before they get breast cancer. And those people, I think Madonna or Angelina Jolie, one of those celebrity ladies, she did that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I just never heard that term. It's, I like it.
Yeah.
That's why this one is, it's so different from something. Sorry, my dog is barking. It's so different from something we normally do. So unfortunately, Becca and I won't be at this one, but Luba and Rachel will be there representing Bright. And I'm so interested to see how it goes. Excited.
Mm-hmm.
The other one,
something totally different.
Totally
not
different.
Our realm at all. So
no. You think they'll be
No, they'll be chanting strength and courage. Strength and courage.
Yeah. Well, those of you listening that don't know, so Bright is more than anal bleach, right? We also have our Cancer Compassionate line, if you're not familiar. And I was thinking about this. Becca does a contest every year for our Strength and Courage marketing for a model. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll find our model at that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good opportunity. Can we have a new booth for it?
Yes. I'm so excited for that. It's going to be so sexy.
Yeah,
and yeah, so if you or someone you know is diagnosed or has been diagnosed with any form of cancer, go to our website and find the area called Model Search, and you can nominate yourself or a loved one to be our marketing spokesperson for our Cancer Compassionate line. It's really cool. Instead of using random stock images, we use images of real people who have been affected by this disease, and you know, we were able to compensate them And they can do whatever they want with the money, whether they want to put it towards, you know, if they lost their job or they've been out of work because of their diagnosis, or if they just want to buy a nice pair of shoes or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Or if you're here in the States like me, pay your medical bills.
Yeah, I always forget about that too. Yeah. Holy moly.
Yeah, it's something totally different for us. I'm super mm-hmm. excited. I'm a little sad that we're not going to be there, but it'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be so good. Really and good. Then the week after that is the Dallas Spa Show. Dallas, so if you're in Texas or a surrounding state, come to that one and show up and show out. And then the Canadian one in April is at Toronto, ESI Show. So, and that will be just Aaron and me. We're going to be holding it down. So pray for us.
This time in Toronto.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never been before. Yeah, cool. I know. I was looking where the convention center is, and it's just mm-hmm. right smack dab in the middle of downtown. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. So yes, if anybody is coming to any of these shows, stop by, ask for a show special. Can't wait to see our classes. Dallas, oh, our classes will be back to normal in Dallas.
Yeah, all the bells and all the whistles.
All the bells and whistles, yeah. Mm-hmm. The smoke machines. Yeah,
it'll be fun.
It's going to be so fun.
It'll be fun. So we have 5 events in like 6 weeks, it feels like. And we're launching 2 new products as well. So if you haven't seen or you don't know, the first product we launched is called Face Off, and it's face cloth replacement towels. So if you have acneic skin or you suffer from breakouts, it's a really great option because they're single use, so they're more sanitary than your towel that you use to wipe your whole body with. And single use sounds like a bad thing nowadays, but these are 100% biodegradable. They're made out of eucalyptus, so they're very, you know, they're still good for the planet and all those things that Bright is all about. And you guys, once you start using these things, it's tough to go back. It's tough. They're so nice. Mm-hmm. And a small luxury, the price point, they retail for about $20. There's not much you can get for $20 anymore.
No,
you can't. It doesn't go as far as it used to. So it's a nice luxury, a good price point. If you're a professional, they're really great for extractions and your facials. So it's, you know, single use just for that client. Super, super sanitary. They're so soft. They're super strong. Even when they're wet, you get like 50 in a box. They're just,
you're like double-sided too.
Yeah.
You can, you know, makeup remover on one side to, you know, really get my eyes. I wear a lot of like eyeliner and mascara to like really get in there. And then the other side is like silky smooth.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can use it to wipe up your vanity, your counter after as well if you make a mess when you wash your face.
If you're an aggressive slasher like Luba.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Commercials.
Yeah, if Neutrogena taught you how to wash your face, then they're great. They're great. They're so soft. They're so nice. And you can use them for other things too, but they're really designed for the face. And then we just today,
woo,
product landed in the warehouse, and it has been a little bit of a struggle, but that's a story for another time. Our next new product is body wash. And I think you guys, it is. We've been doing this. We've been working on this for the better part of a year almost now. So it's body wash. It's brightening body wash. It will help with ingrowns, acne, back acne, chest acne, all the things. It's lemon, tea tree, willow bark. It's all natural, and it's safe for even your downstairs as well. So if you're susceptible to getting unbalanced and things like that. Oh my God. And bubble bath, it makes an amazing bubble bath as well.
No more dual kit, no more prep cleanser as a bubble bath, Becca. Bubble bath.
Yeah, that's what I would recommend to people, is to use your prep cleanser as your bubble bath, because if you have a vulva, you know, it's very sensitive and it can get off balance. And anyways, it just feels so luxurious to use a like $60 cleanser and your bubble bath. Like, I love it. But you know, times have changed and the economy's a little bit different. So this body wash is, it retails for $29. So, you know, half the price of our prep cleanser and you get so much more. I think it's 12 ounces or something like that. So it's a huge bottle.
Now, well, here quick, so everybody knows, like, what's the difference then between prep cleanser and the body wash? Like, the concentration, the benefits, right, of the prep cleanser, you're going to see in usually, like, 4 to 6 weeks, the brightening. How about the body wash?
Good question. So, prep cleanser is really an exfoliating and brightening cleanser, and the body wash is more of your, like, to replace your daily basic body wash in the shower. So if your concern is hyperpigmentation or acne, it really replaces the super scented, drying, I don't want to say chemical, but you know how some body washes leave like a, I don't know, like a residue on your skin? Yeah, film. It doesn't do any of that. It has willow bark in it, so it will still help in the brightening process, but it's really just a better option for the planet and for your skin as a basic body wash, whereas prep cleanser is like a concentrated solution for, like, if you want to target a specific skin concern, the body wash is just like, it's just so nice. Or if you do waxing as well, it's good after wax, like aftercare. It would even be good for kids. It's like 100% natural or 99% natural, something crazy like that. So it's super good. It's antimicrobial, antibacterial. It smells like a spa. Like
it smells like a spa. It smells so good. I love the smell of it.
And no added fragrance. It's just what it smells like. We never add fragrance. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we have
that just landed today. And if you ordered a mystery product on Luba, our CEO and founder's birthday, we did a promotion where you could buy a mystery product for $10. But this is what the mystery product is. So it will be shipping out ASAP. Yeah, it's finally here, you guys. Oh my God.
Everybody who's inquired about it, we hear you. We see you. We had a couple hiccups. But everything's all with shipping, hiccups with shipping, and that's it. But everything is taken care of and it's here and we're so excited and you will get it soon.
Yeah. Finally. And if you haven't gotten it, you guys, $29. Eat it up, eat it up, eat it up. Like I said, it's just us two today, so we're a little bit, we're on the struggle bus a little bit. We got a lot to do.
We're doing well. We're doing well. Last year, we didn't do any in March.
Yeah. So we've come out with this new strategy where they're just short and quick, like 10, 15 minutes. So let us know if you like that better. It's just easier for us to pump it out. And as you can tell, it's a lot less structured. But
there's still good value.
What else can we tell the people? First day of spring is coming up. We have a spring branded duo kit. So check that out on the website too.
Come visit us. I mean, check out YSC. I can't wait to see what that event looks like and come visit us in Dallas and Toronto. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, we have the Atlanta boot camp in May. Listen to the last episode if you want to learn about that. We've sold a bunch more tickets since that episode, you guys, so if you're interested in coming to a boot camp, if you're a professional, you gotta get on it pretty soon. I think there's only like maybe 12 tickets left or something.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. We have coaching programs, bringing on Bright. Use the promo code podcast for $400 off. Pro tip, just PSA.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
That was a past podcast episode, too, so go back and listen to that one if you want to learn more about getting some business plan coaching. And that's all the things I can think of that are coming up in the next few weeks that are important and cool.
There's a lot of things coming up, so be easy on us. You don't hear from us for a while.
Pray for us. My out of office literally says, talk to me in April.
That's what I did. Yeah, I need to take notes and do that. Becca's like, yours is so professional. Mine's like, talk to me in April. I'm like, I need to switch mine up too. Quit bothering. No.
And I actually learned that from another podcast. So if you guys are listening to this, you obviously like podcasts. So there's one called Before Breakfast, and I love it. They're like 5 minutes. It comes out every weekday, I think, by this woman named Laura, who helps you do better with your time. And anyways, years ago, she did an episode where she was talking about adding more personality into your out of offices to build stronger relationships with people. So instead of just saying like, oh, I'm out of office returning on March 20th, say like why you're out of office, what you're doing, and, you know, with your own personality flair. And then hopefully it will build relationships with the on people brand. That are receiving it the other way. Yeah, on brand to your company. And it's happened, like it's worked in the past with me. One time my out of office ended up leading into a relationship with this like third party vendor that we had. And we were trading like baking recipes because my out of office said, you know, I think it was around the holidays, I was busy baking pies. So my hands were covered in flour and I couldn't type on my keyboard. It was something like fun like that. And she was like, oh my God, here's my best pie recipe. And then add something fun and
talk to me later.
And it worked again this time. My out of office said like, oh, talk to me in April. We have 5 events this month. And this, again, a PR company, he was like, oh my God, I had 3 events and I thought I was drowning. I'm going to pray for you guys. So just that little more, you know, human connection. So I really recommend that podcast. It's called Before Breakfast. And they're like 5 minutes, bite size. And they're really, really actionable and applicable tips to make the most of your time.
Yeah, try that one out.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of making the most of our time, I hope you enjoy.
We gotta go.
Yeah, gotta go.
We gotta go.
I hope you all enjoyed our unhinged podcast. Some value, because I've done one before and Becca said no, there's no value. Not posting it. Oh, that was a good one too. Me and Luba. Oh my goodness.
It was funny. Oh. I don't know. Maybe one day we'll pull it out of the vault.
Oh God. Pull it out of the vault.
Now we could. At the time I was like.
All right. Well, come see us. Stop by and visit Dallas, Toronto. Mm-hmm. And if you're in Vegas, YSC, show some support.
Yeah. Check out the new products, Face Off and the Body Wash.
And change and your we'll have. To be
change out of office to be more like a real person, and we'll put all the links to all the things we mentioned in the description so that if you have ADHD like we do, you'll be able to find all the information there.
This episode is a clear dividing moment for all of our listeners, and yes, they are confirmed diagnosed. We talked about 3 completely different things.
Oh, okay, guys, there's a squirrel outside right now, so we gotta go. See you next week.